Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny Show. Let's go.
All righty.
Yes, sir.
Feeling good.
Yeah.
Feeling good.
You know how you and I, we feel like something. We're hip. We've been hip, but we're not the hippest because we're older.
Yep.
And we don't know some of these terms. We got the TVs in the studio, and why do I see my neighbor that I grew up with in the Yoon, Norm's neighbor, Randy Villazon?
Wait, no. Your neighbor, Norm's neighbor's that woman.
Oh, yeah, Kate.
Right.
That's to the left, across the street.
Okay.
So
he walked over.
Yeah, you walked over.
Okay.
He's on KTVU, and on the bottom of the segment, it says, dating while Shrekking.
What?
Shrekking while dating. I'm like, what the hell does Shrekking mean?
What is dating?
Well, you've done it. So I Google it, and I ask Evan,
Shrekking while dating.
Yeah.
I've no idea.
Shrekking.
Is this okay for radio?
Yeah. Like the movie Shrek.
Okay.
But Shrekking while dating. So I'm like, damn, I ain't heard that. And I feel like I done been through it all.
What?
But why is my neighbor on talking about it?
Well, are you going to tell me what it means?
Shrekking refers to dating someone you consider below your standards, with the assumption that because you're out of the person's league, you'll automatically have the upper hand in the relationship and be unlikely to get hurt. So to get Shreked is to strategically date down in this matter only to still wind up getting rejected. That's
so
wow.
It's
why is your neighbor talking about this on local television?
I texted him already. And why is KTVU even got a,
so,
that's my guy.
Okay, I get, yeah, that I now I understand it. Because I've been Shreked all my life, dating-wise.
Did you know it, though? Did you know it?
Oh, my God.
You weren't the one that got away.
Every woman in my life knew that they could kick me to the curb. And did.
You're a good-looking dude.
I was the Shrek-y.
Wow, so somebody would actually stay in a relationship knowing you're not up to the standards.
That's why they stay in it, because
I bet there's some marriages like that, E.
They start low.
I don't like any of it. Just reporting the fact, Shrekking. I'm sure somebody Shrek me. I didn't know it.
Oh, yeah, that one.
If you don't know, you're probably the one Shrekking.
I've been Shreked.
Oh, boy.
Definitely.
You have, huh?
I could throw some names out there.
You're ultra confident in that
No,
one.
I've been Shreked. I've been Shreked. I've never done Shrekking. Seriously, because there's no partner below me. Like, I am.
Dude, that's, wow. You learn something new every day, Steiny.
Yeah.
So who's Shrek on the show?
We're not going to do that.
And there's athletes that have been Shreked.
Well, like Devone thinks he Shreks with you on Saturday.
That's true.
Devone saying, I worked in Seattle.
Oh, man.
Zach LaVine is Shreking the Kings.
Yeah, Shreking the Kings. I don't want to say it anymore. It doesn't sound right.
Who applies that to that? Wow.
Real quick, let's go to SF Bay Drummer in Houston.
Hey,
SF Bay, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Steiny? What's up, Google?
You got it?
Yeah, man, just you guys were touching on the Warriors in the last segment, and I think we should still have a little faith. I wouldn't call it like we're cooked right now, but I see 11 wins this month, and the games are pretty spaced out. We only have a back-to-back at the end of the month with Toronto and Brooklyn on the 28th and the 29th. So I believe Steph will probably be back maybe in the middle of the month or whatever, and Seth and maybe D'Anthony Melton will start getting their legs back under him then. And I think if we can win at least like maybe 11 games this month, I think we'll be in a real good spot. Also, I know it's up to the player. Kuminga has to show up and do his thing every night. But Kerr, you need to put him in position to be the best possible player, because if you want to get rid of this headache, that's how you're going to drive up his price value and somebody wanting him and we getting something in return that we need. So it's a two-way street, and both of them got to work together to get to Mission January 13th or 15th, whatever it is.
Yeah. No, ASF, I hear you. And you know what? It's like Kuminga, not a game. I feel like, okay.
Yeah.
Tonight's a game. He's like, I make no judgment on him. Maybe he can help him tonight. I don't know.
Well, I know that he can. It's just, can he be consistent in that guy that we saw the first five games?
All right, Goo, you ready?
Yeah.
He said 11 games they can win. You ready? You say win or loss. Versus Oklahoma City.
Loss.
At Philly.
Loss.
At Cleveland.
Loss.
At Chicago.
Win.
Home against the Wolves.
Loss. No, that's a win. They're going to beat Minnesota.
At Portland.
A win.
At Phoenix.
Win.
Home against Phoenix.
Win.
Orlando home.
Win.
Dallas home.
Win.
At Toronto.
Loss.
We're done! At Brooklyn.
A win.
At Charlotte.
A win.
That's 9 wins. And you gave him a lot of wins, I thought.
Like, which one threw you?
There was one with Minnesota's. A four-second pause, and then you just was like, yeah, win.
Well, if you guys are right and telling me the practice and all that
looks
stuff.
That hard to me, that schedule.
No,
I get it spread
dude,
out.
I was up here like, boy. But, man, if you're telling me and Kerr's telling us that the practice and all that good stuff. Now, how many of those games, oh, my God, I got to double back. Is Steph not available?
Okay, I think he's going to play on the trip, I would think. Well, why
do you think that?
Well, because he was originally hurt on a Wednesday.
Okay.
Before Thanksgiving. Yeah. And then he got the prognosis or whatever it's called, diagnosis. Thursday, they were saying about a week. So that would be tonight and probably Philly. Could he get back for at Saturday versus Cleveland? So in that scenario, he'd miss 3 games.
Yeah.
I don't like at Philly, at Cleveland, at Chicago.
No, that's not easy at all. And you know how I looked at it? Not just the basketball portion of it, just the style of play. And all three of those teams run and have size. That's how I looked at those three.
You gave them a win at Portland.
Well, yo, Portland, damn. Well,
they may have your number.
Now, on the Boxer and Gurus and Work injury text lines, Donnie, Jim Olay came down my road. Goo, would you buy an old Cadillac with bad suspension and worn out brakes, then why would you want AD? I don't think there yet.
Oh, no, he's there.
I'll just tell you, if they hold out till Kyrie comes back and they got Cooper Flagg and Nembhard brothers showing something.
I agree.
I like that. And Gafford and Lively. Like, whoa, and Clay's playing better. I'm just, don't put Dallas in the, like.
Well, first of all, don't tell me
Warriors,
what to do with Dallas.
I would be excited about looking, oh, there's a why to why we're so low now. But now, even before Curry got hurt, it's just the lack of size and athleticism is on display nightly.
I mean, it's on display even when Steph plays.
No, that's what I said. That's exactly what I just said. Even when Steph plays.
They're getting Melton back.
I just wish he was 6'10".
Now two things have bothered me.
What happened?
Well, nothing. I don't want to get into it.
Evan or I?
You. And then Evan. But you.
Are we going to tell on ourselves how old we aged ourselves with Evan during the break? When you said last night during the Monday Night Football game,
No,
was that the Niners, Kyle Williams, who fumbled the ball? And I said, yes.
Hey, shut up, Grandy.
That was 30 years ago. It was.
All right. Fine. Oh, if I'm going down, I'm taking Guru with me.
I just admitted it. I said yes.
I'm watching a game last night, and Kyle Williams catches a touchdown pass, and I'm like,
oh,
no chance that's that guy who's the son of the White Sox dude who dropped the punts back in 14. And, of course, we're doing a break, and Evan comes in.
I'm on the phone, so I'm just trying to shut you up.
It's not Kyle Williams, the old Niner, is it? And Goo goes, yeah, it is.
Evan goes, that was 1990.
You know, 11 years is not that long in basketball.
That had to come. Oh, Stoddy, that was bad for the both of us.
Hey, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
What time do you go to bed?
About 12, 12:30. I've been turning it off sooner.
I'm a little worried about something health-wise.
Oh?
Yeah, I know.
Go ahead.
I've been Shrek'd. I've never done Shrek'ing. I went to bed at 7:30 last night.
I thought of you, and I swear, because we had the conversation yesterday, and I looked, it was 8:40. I go, this dude's sleep. How? I was just starting my show.
It's been a problem for a month.
That's right, Mick, because they just did this.
But how do you shut it down?
It gets dark.
Yeah, that sucks. It stinks, but how do you stay asleep?
Today was a little different because I got up at, got to bed about 7:45, and I did have trouble sleeping after 5.
No, you made it then.
No, but.
Yeah, 12:30.
I think I'll start taking vitamins or something.
Evan, what time do you go to bed?
He doesn't even go to bed.
Well, tonight, 1 a.m. Oh, the Warriors play at 8.
Oh, God, that's right.
Why am I laughing there? That's a late night.
What
do you want to accomplish? Like 10:30, 11? And they say smart, high intellectual people go to bed later.
I don't think that's what they say.
No, that's what I've heard. Look at me. 1-4-3-E. Hey.
I sleep too much.
So you're really off Twitter. Like, I'm afraid of missing out on news. Like, when you guys were having the joke, you had the phone up for 5 hours. I felt like, oh, he's hitting home. Like, Stoney, I'm afraid I'm missing something. But I watch a lot of shows, man.
Well, I don't have to worry about missing something, because if I miss something, you'll just text me anyway.
No, it's bigger than that.
No, serious. It's fine.
So you have all your docs you watch are early?
They're still in the dark if I start them at 5:30.
And then what about your partner? She don't get mad that you're gone? Or
you know what, Goo?
Is that what's happening? The moment the sun goes down, so does Steiny.
Wow.
It's the opposite of that of Monsters and Men tune. Mountain Song. Hold your horses now.
Somebody's saying you have low testosterone because you're going to bed early.
I might.
But you golf.
Early. What's the song? We sleep until the sun goes down. Hold your horse. You never heard of that song?
No.
I'll bet you have.
I just said no.
I'll bet you have. It's going to ring a bell. Let's go to Caleb in Livermore.
Caleb. Happy holiday, baby.
Nothing else to do.
Now, wow.
He's done. He's done.
Is he calling from Santa Rita Prison?
He's done.
What was that?
I think I accidentally hit a button. Oh, okay. That's on me, Caleb.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, call back.
I thought he did that because I said we got nothing else to do.
California voted to do away with daylight savings. It's just still on the ballot. So the Senate hasn't voted it to get... I don't like this. We voted to get rid of it. It's just sitting there. Nobody's getting to it.
No, we had an election.
No one told me.
No. There was only one thing on the ballot a month ago.
But this was last year, Stoddy, that they voted for daylight savings to get rid of, and it's just sitting there, and nobody's expertly got it through. I can't stand it.
Are you sure Norm's right on this one?
Boy. Navy engineer, come on now.
Norm, really?
It's just sitting there. Nobody's got to it.
What else are they doing?
And I don't know why we need it. Why do we need it to get, like, what is it?
Well, I think if we didn't have it now, then it would stay dark when we got up in the morning, and we don't like that either.
Dude, sunrise is not till like 6:55.
No, it's earlier now.
7:02 this morning was sunrise. 7:02, I got it on my phone.
You can. It's still daylight before the sun comes up, though.
I'm just.
You can play. All right, let's go to Caleb. We got nothing else to do.
A dummy.
It was originally used to conserve energy by making greater use of natural daylight.
There you go.
I don't like it. 5 o'clock, it's dark.
What's up, Caleb?
Caleb.
Hey, Evan, how come you had to do that to me, man? I thought we were buddies.
Slip of the finger.
You know, one of the things...
there you go.
Hey, Caleb, one of the things that I realized when I was like a media guy covering the NBA and pro athletes, I never got sucked into thinking I was their friend. And I would advise you not to get sucked into thinking you're our friend.
Well, explain the Baron Davis birthday card. Oh, my gosh. What up, Caleb?
What up, fellas? Hey, so Steiny, we're not friends anymore. It's over.
Yeah, we'll see. We're not there yet.
There you go. Well, happy holidays to you guys. Hope you had
same
great,
to you, buddy.
Yeah, great Thanksgiving. But look, I was going to call earlier, Steiny. You made some kind of analogy that just I hate to come down your road, man. But you showed your age. I wish I could remember it, but it's gonna probably come back to me later.
Okay,
but. At the end of the day, guys, I'm calling it. I think the Warriors are actually going to win this game. I think they're going to win this game.
Wow.
And, I just think, look, the Thunder have been great so far this season. But I think Jimmy Butler today, I think he's obviously, look, he's played well. I know, Goo, you were coming down on him a little earlier about Jimmy, him, his aggressiveness, or him not looking like the old Jimmy. But I think Jimmy's actually just been just as good as he was last year. And
it's what's around him.
I mean, like when Jimmy drives and he's kicking out, like guys have to make shots. Like it's not his fault if guys are missing shots.
But what if I feel like he's kicking it out more, Caleb? Like whoever's defending him is doing a good job to where he feels like he can't just do his thing. He's kicking it out a little too much for my liking.
Well, I mean, he was doing that in Miami. The difference is the Tyler Heroes, Caleb Martin, Duncan Robinson. Those guys were making shots. These guys aren't making shots consistently.
Hey, Caleb, I'm going to say this to you. I've never done this in my radio career. It's not much of a career, but it's 13 years. I mean what I'm about to say. You give me your Cash App via the Twitter because we follow each other. If the Warriors win tonight, I'll Cash App you $50 first thing at 10 o'clock in the morning tomorrow as the show starts.
Oh.
And I want the Warriors to – I'll pay for the win. But, man, no Steph, OKC, Caleb, $50.
Oh, done deal.
All right. Well, of course. Thanks, Caleb. Have a good night.
Why?
Keep those fingers crossed.
Why?
I know, Goo.
I'm paying for the win, so it's not a loss. Now –
But you're not getting anything in return.
Evan, I'm getting a Warrior win.
You'd get that anyways without giving up $50.
I want to help the guy out.
I know. You know what? Not only will he have to pay $50, then he's going to come in tomorrow saying, I like them going to the Western Conference Finals.
Now, Caleb, I'd like him to know that Cash App is one of the more unreliable ways to transfer money.
That hurts coming from Evan. Steiny, that's no Steph.
He's not playing tonight.
KC 20-1.
You never know. I mean, I'm serious. You never know. Warriors Chris in Berkeley. Hey, Warrior Chris, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Steiny. I got some medical advice for you. I am not a doctor.
Okay.
But I have been around doctors.
Okay.
You are the same age as me, Steiny.
Okay.
And you're at an inflection point. If you want to get that energy back. At our age, we've got to commit to a high protein and strip away a lot of other stuff that we do, especially if it's malted or fermented, right?
Yeah.
It'll make all the difference in the world, but it's a choice. And it's a choice and it's a human life, but you got to flip. Like, it's not just like, I think I'll do this. But that's where you are. Just so you know, it's not the end of the world. It's just an inflection point.
What happens if I just don't do anything and keep living like this?
You'll actually be pretty happy in a way because you'll be dreaming because you'll be asleep most of the time.
Oh, I got you.
Wow.
Warrior Chris?
It is. You kind of give in and don't do it.
All right. I've heard that before from other people. I can't keep running like I used to run.
We're really excited to have Seth.
All right, there it is. Caller number five to the contest line at 415-523-4652. You get two tickets to tonight's Oklahoma City Thunder game against the Warriors. That's right. Caller five right now to 415-523-4652. You'll get a chance to watch Shai Gilgeous-Alexander do his thing tonight. 415-523-4652. Good luck to everyone out there.
Yeah. And for the people like worried about you, I love hard. So this would be a 50 that I would love to give Caleb because it would be a Warrior win.
And by the way, if you do not win the tickets, you can still go to warriors.com and get them for tonight. They have tickets available with Oklahoma City in town. So go to warriors.com if you're not lucky enough to win the tickets. All right, go ahead.
So what the doc was prescribing would constitute no beer?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
He said nothing malted or fermented.
Yeah. You would, boy.
Does that cover it all?
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah.
You know, I'm rooting for you. You know what I'm going to start to do? I'm going to start to go maybe do a little wine. Just a little wine.
Dude, red wine is awesome.
Yeah, but then your teeth get red. I can't stand that. Like, that's a turn off.
Yeah.
Like, when you'll see somebody, hey, it's all right over there. Hey, Betty, what? Oh. Oh.
Well, not if you brush them.
Or if you're Shrekin'.
Well, you got, no, I mean.
If you don't care.
I mean, look, if you're meeting somebody and they got red teeth, either they got a drinking problem or a hygiene problem. And either way.
How can you have a hygiene
because
problem?
Because they don't brush your teeth.
Yuck.
Or they just don't shower.
Just wash your ass. Jesus. Like, what? That should never, you should never have a hygiene. Yeah.
What are you talking about?
You should never be musty or people had Pigpen from Charlie Brown.
I was watching an old time something, and they had an old commercial. You know, we used to have a cologne that was called Musk.
I'm familiar.
That's not a good smell.
Oh, that man, M-U-S-K, Stoddy.
Yeah.
Oh,
maybe
boy.
That's what got you into trouble in your dating life, Goo.
And that's what life's about.
I'm just really thinking about this Shrek thing. I don't think I've been Shreked.
I've been Shreked. I've never done Shrekking. I don't like saying Shrekking anymore.
Yeah.
Let me see. Is must smell attractive?
No.
Oh.
What's
also known as the king of the fragrances. It exudes a woody yet slightly fruity note that radiates masculinity. Oh. Never.
What was Will Ferrell wearing in the movie? In the whole station. Remember, he put on too much. It was musty.
What movie was that? Anchorman?
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
Oh, the stuff that works 60% of the time every time?
I did. I'll tell you what, though, Goo. I did see that other movie with Will Ferrell. The other one that he was in. He's in two,
Step Brothers.
Right? No.
He's been in a few movies.
I think. Which is the one where he had a problem streaking?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Had a problem streaking.
They moved into a college and he was tank.
Oh, old school?
Yeah.
That one is a good movie.
That is not
I didn't see old school.
Is white wine better than red wine? Eric in Pinole says white wine. You know, I like a good Gewürz demeanor. That's a good wine.
It's a Chabalist for me.
A what?
Chabalus.
See, I appreciate that.
French for Bach. No.
I appreciate that. All right. Well, we made it, Goo.
We got the guys coming in.
It affects performance.
How did Dibs come up with that fantasy info?
He probably just...
That's not in the app.
He just looked at the standings.
Exactly. No, he knows the point differential,
that's right.
Evan.
And he did the math.
But the points are available. It's public information. You can look at the points for.
Right. No, I got you. But Evan, he was talking about... No, I guess...
He figured it out, that's, and that's what you can't believe.
In like 2 seconds from me sending the text.
All right. Well,
I'll tell him Evan was trying to take credit away from him. But other than that, we're good.
Yeah, Dibley and Willard, they're in on the other side. So you're not going to want to go anywhere for sure. We got crossover coming up next. All right. That segment, ladies and gentlemen, was sponsored by the California Office of Traffic Safety and Caltrans.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.